We must use our time to do things we enjoy, or use it to set up our life so we can spend our future doing more things we want to do. Instead of wasting your time on meaningless things, use it to learn new things.
So have you ever thought about, you know, thinking of like wanting to be inspired by others? So like, you look at your inspirational people and you're like, you know, they're awesome, whatever. Well, the other day I was so like hot and heavy about the thought, and I like was like, hold on, wait a minute. I'm like, we need to stop thinking about this. And I'm like, why are we need to stop being inspired by others, and you need to be inspired by you. And it like,
trademark
it. It was like, it was like a lightning bolt of like, holy crap. Like, that was so deep.
Well, okay, so my thought of you saying this, which you were in a conversation with other people.
Yeah.
But I feel like looking at you, like not me, but just people say that didn't know you. Like,
okay.
I envision that people look at you and would assume, like, that girl ain't looking at nobody else. She's doing her thing, whether she looks a fool or not. Like, I feel like from an outsider in, people would assume that you are already
doing me.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool.
That's what I mean, yeah. I know you to a deeper level and would right. know like who inspires you, or maybe like
right.
what gave you inspo, but I would envision people that didn't know you would assume that.
So that was cool that I said that as a quote, because maybe it did strike other
yeah,
people.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure the people that you were talking to were probably thinking like, Lindsay,
that's what you already do.
Yes.
So maybe I should start doing that or something.
Yeah. Like, I just feel like you saying that in their minds probably were thinking like, okay, you're giving us that advice, or you're saying that out loud, but we already feel that you do that.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. I get that. I didn't see that perspective of me.
Right.
But so I'm like, that was like mind opening
yeah.
to me, because I'm like, you are literally an inspiration to me with fitness world
right.
and all that stuff. So I feel like I do always look at other people like, you're my inspiration, you're my inspiration, you're
right.
my inspiration. So when I said the quote to myself, even though I am inspired by me and I'm confident in
yes,
myself.
Yes.
But when it took it to another level of the inspiration, I'm like, that's really deep.
No, it is. And that's what I'm saying. Like, even me, like, I have so many people that I look up to in different categories,
right.
whether of fashion, family, like, religion, all these different categories. And, you know, I have my people that I think embrace, like, all of those qualities
mm-hmm.
where you're like, she's the whole package to me. Like,
yeah.
she is goals.
Yeah.
Where, because I feel like we both are confident in our own skin and our own self, you aren't trying to literally copy everything that person does.
Right.
But they give you motivation and put your own twist on it.
Yes, I love that.
So I think it's good to have that, to have people that inspire you. But at the end of the day, with what we're like saying is,
going
you still have to be inspired and motivated
yourself.
By yourself.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like the best type of inspiration and motivation is through yourself.
Yes.
Once you really connect with that. So I had some points that I was going to say to let people try to connect with
right.
it. But I posted it on our Instagram the other day, just the caption. If you read it, that's where we can start to go into. But the first thing for me is let your past be your motivation.
Yep.
So this is like, that goes into so many categories, and I think I named a few, like fitness world, mom world,
right,
going from high school to college world. Literally every step of your life, if you use it as motivation for your next step, that
it creates the story
yeah of you.
Yeah.
Like, I was so, I don't know, I just like, this has been hitting me so hard, because I'm like, I feel like I've just been motivated, I mean, inspired by other people. But when you really look at your own story, that should be so much motivation in
right,
itself.
Right. Well, and to me, anytime you take the time to learn what somebody's background was, I said it the other day, like, I think just I was talking on my stories, I always think of that picture of, it's like a rock, and the person's at the top of the rock.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, say if the rock's above the ground, or it could be a tree, but the person's on top of it. Like, nobody sees how deep the roots are,
yep,
or how low that person started to get to the top of the rock.
Yes.
So you see these people that either look successful, look how you want to look, have the family that you want to have, but they went through 8 years of IVF. They literally went broke before their business was successful,
yep,
or, you know, like, it's just until you get to know somebody's story, that is where that person now inspired you, because
yes,
they didn't just take over the family business and, you know, walk pretty, which that, yep, has its own struggles too. I'm just saying,
right,
nothing was handed to them on a silver platter.
Yeah.
And you may think that until you take the
actually
time
get
to
know
the story.
It. Yes. Very true. But with your past being your motivation, I also feel like you have to look forward to your future.
Yeah.
Like, if you are struggling with, you didn't like your past, okay, well, let's
change,
start making the changes,
yeah,
and look forward to your future, whether that's wanting to have kids or anything like that, or going to college or wherever,
yeah,
you are in life. I feel like your future,
right,
you know, stop looking at everybody else's, what,
right,
they're doing in life,
right,
and where they're going. You need to start making changes for yourself.
Yep.
And I feel like when you really put that into perspective, it's huge.
Yeah. And honestly, I feel like with the way the world is right now, I feel like as a whole, the world is very forgiving. So like, you may have a history of, I don't know, but say if you think you're not qualified for a job or it's just not for you, I don't know. I feel like by you going in somewhere and telling your story, but letting it be known, like, I don't want my past to be my future.
Right.
They're like, okay, well, here's your shot.
Yep.
Let's see what you got.
Absolutely. Yeah, I love that. Another quote, thing I had jot down is like, you can still be inspired by others. So that's great. And I feel like the learning aspect. So taking something that's inspirational from somebody else and being able to learn, be coachable, and
right,
be adaptable from,
right,
it. So, you know, be inspired by others, but also help you change your own story. Don't,
yeah,
try to copy,
yeah,
like you said.
Well, and I think we all kind of end up in like a, you get comfortable, like in any situation you're,
yes,
in. Like even you with hair. Like,
yep,
we were talking the other day and like, I always boast on Lindsay. I'm like, she's bomb, especially with blondes. Like, she kills the hair game, kills it. And I don't think that you forget that, but you just get comfortable with the day in, day out of doing hair and,
yep,
like, you're booked. And then when you get into that, like, motivational cue, you're like, oh, my God, I could be doing this, this, and this. Why am I not doing that right now?
Yes.
And it's not because you weren't trying to grow, but it's just like everybody gets in a little period of
comfort. Yeah.
And I think that goes into some points I was going to make,
okay,
is, A, your circle of who you're with. Like,
yes,
any person, when I start to think about talking about this, I'm like, most of the people that I deal with on a daily basis are, A, their own boss, business owners, or are in a management type position.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's pretty badass, because,
yeah,
we're all in the same world of leading others,
yep,
or making self decisions to where you got to be inspired by yourself to,
yes,
be successful in what you're doing.
True that.
You have to keep that wheel spinning of creativity and keeping up with just the times of what's changing in hair, what's changing in fitness, what's changing in aesthetics.
Social media.
Like, it is crazy that, say if I didn't hang out with any of the people that I did, like, that would be hard.
Yeah.
Like,
because you wouldn't be inspired, but you wouldn't be inspired by yourself, because you would just be comfortable.
And that is what I was going to say, is the comparison is not there. Like, when I'm with my friends, I am not comparing, like, she's more successful than me, or,
right,
she's this, that. It is truly a, wow, that was badass what you just conquered or did. How can I shift what you just kind of made happen with your business? How can I twist that and incorporate it into what
mind.
I do?
Yes, yes.
You know, so it's good. Like, you just inspired me, but I'm kind of twisting it. I'm going to be coachable into learning how I can make that work for me.
Yes, yep. Yeah, that's awesome.
And honestly, a lot of my friends in our businesses that we have, like, we have the cool opportunity to collab. So, yeah. Like, something that benefits the studio is now benefiting the hair salon, yep. Or whatever. So, that's really cool. And, I mean, obviously, your friends are your friends. So, if you're not in a friend group of business owners, it's fine.
Right. But make sure they clap for you, yes. And they don't envy you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, there was something the other day, and I read it, and it made me laugh. But I'm like, wait, that's terrible. It said, me and my best friends don't talk about people. Me and my best friends don't do something. Like, we talk about them together. I don't know. It was something that made you laugh, but you're like, wait, that is terrible. Like, y'all should not be. I just feel like we don't sit there and nitpick or drama or nope. Talk about people, like, because we're above that, essentially. Right. Like,
we talking about how Susie Q looks better than she did yesterday.
Yes. I just feel like our circle, and especially just who I surround myself with,
yep.
We're constantly working to improve ourselves. That helps improve the businesses others. That we're a part of. That is in all service businesses to better people.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, that's.
It's just nice when you impressive. Cut out the, like, unnecessary stuff.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah, and it is hard, depending on, like, where you know, if you were friends from high school.
Yes.
And then you're trying to move on, and you still have this high school friend group that's just, like,
not
catty.
Yeah.
And you're just like, but I'm so far gone from that. Yeah. So, it is hard if you still have those friends, but I feel like the only thing you could do is just keep being yourself, and I feel like they almost will start to follow you.
Yes.
At that point.
Yes.
Because they're so done. Man. I'm just going to say our recording stopped and I was hot and heavy.
I know. Okay. Good.
And so anyway, I'm going to just pick up on, well, if you're in a high school, if you have, you know, a group and you're struggling to kind of go off that group, you don't even have to. Just keep doing you.
I feel like that is hard. And I'll say,
yeah,
like for me, I struggled with that. And I filled you in probably one day when I was talking 7 conversations. Just for me, transitioning from my high school friend group to then you make your college friends, and some of the college friends have high school people sprinkled in. And then when you get to your workplace, it's almost like, you know, you and I are together a lot. I'm with my bar people a lot. Shelly and I are really close. When you're so involved and so passionate about what you do, and then you're dealing with a family on top of that, then a husband, and it, you start to spread yourself so thin,
mm-hmm.
that you're like priority pyramid shifts.
Yep.
And I struggled with guilt there of, oh my gosh, I'm putting all my time and energy into what I know I need to, but I feel like the people that, like, were so my support system or just my circle, like, are we still in that circle?
You, like, haven't given them, like, time or energy. Right.
And there's a handful where they were going through the same things that, like, I was with advancing in life, or, you know, in their career,
kids. And,
So it's like you had this weird understanding. So when you did get to talk, you just literally picked up where you left off.
Right. And it is. It's
but
so
some
easy.
People that didn't happen with.
Yeah.
And I struggled with that because it made me just question, like, did I do something wrong?
Right.
Like, surely she knows that.
Right.
Like, she's getting there in life too. Like, surely she knows. She gets it.
And social media, you can see the things that you're doing.
Yes.
So it's like, hopefully she understands that I didn't just ignore her and drop out.
Yeah, but that was a struggle for me. And I think once...
It also takes two to tango. So if
true.
They're not reaching out to you,
yeah.
then unfortunately,
I know.
Feel like you
and
can't
I
really
do.
Reach out
I
to them
I think that
too.
Because I am very much like, I give my all to
yeah.
all my stuff.
Yep.
It struggled. But I think until I had this big conversation with myself, like, I can't be pulled back. I've got to keep going forward, because when the momentum is there and you're growing and you're learning, you're adapting, and your circle changes, and, like, you just can't look back.
No, you can't. No,
no
regrets.
No, no regrets.
You can't.
But we were saying too, sometimes, like, the silliest things that a person could bring to the table, like, could be the inspiration for somebody.
Yeah. Yeah. I get into it all the time. Like, I don't feel like people realize how many people that you could actually inspire. And that goes into how many talents people actually have.
Right.
Like, literally, it could come down to the stupidest things with talents. Like, think of, go deep into your silliest thing. Now, the first
right.
thing that comes to my mind when I think of silliest things is, like, when you're walking through Walmart and you see a Reese's egg, who do you think of? It is Macy.
Oh, man.
And That is a, it is a talent in itself that she can eat a whole bag of Reese's eggs. But that is just the silly things that I'm talking about. Like you, that when a Reese's egg is now connected to Macy, yes, because of this any stupid holiday, thing.
And I cannot tell you, literally anytime it's out, I know, because I get DMs all the time.
Right.
If one more person sends me the new, like, animal-coated Reese things from, it's Sam's or Costco.
Dead.
I'm like, y'all, I would be rolling around town. I am not going to get it, but, like, everybody sends me when anything new is released.
And so, that's where I'm saying, like, your talent could be the stupidest thing. It could be you lick your elbow, but whatever.
The point, I think, too, is you're saying, like, I always post about the Reese's and people watch it.
Yeah.
So, they know.
Yes.
But not many people comment on the stories, but they're sending me the new Reese's.
Yes. Yes. And I think it's because it's, it brings it back to just you and
it's I don't know where watching. I was trying it. Like, it's, you're just being watched and you don't realize it.
Right. And you're being and you are inspiring people in silly different ways that you don't even realize it also. And I, you could think of, like, I will go, like, people that I even follow and watch their stuff, they probably don't even think that I do.
Yes.
You know?
Correct.
And I think that makes me so sad because I, you, every single person in this world, I feel like, has something to offer to the table.
Right.
And you may be insecure about it, but step out that comfort zone.
Yeah. And I will say, I am thinking about this, just like when you're your own inspiration and you don't realize that you are inspiring others. Like, this resonated with me because somebody messaged me the other day and they didn't say, oh my gosh, I need to come back to bar.
Yeah.
They said, I miss your personality. Like, right. I've got to get back because I miss your personality. And I was like, wait, what? I'm like, I know people like my workout classes, but I'm like, right. She's not even concerned about working out. She just wants to hang out around
with
me.
With the personality.
And
yes.
I'm like, that made me feel good because I do want to be a positive, fun light when people think about me.
Yes, absolutely.
And I'm like, man, not that I'm ever really a bitch by any means, but to know that people are inspired, they feel better about themselves when they're around me. Yep. I'm like, wow, like, okay.
Yeah, that's
you're doing
cool.
something right.
Yes, exactly.
But I was going to say with that, I have this weird thought in my head all the time, and I don't even know where it came from, but I always think about when I die. For real. Like, what would people say about me at my funeral?
I know.
And I don't know why, like, in every situation, depending, I think about that. I'm like, in this situation, how do you want to be remembered?
Yeah.
And I want to be remembered by, like, going the extra mile for people. And, you know, sometimes I feel like when you are going the extra mile for people, you can't help but sometimes think, like, oh my gosh, this person is not even going to notice that I'm doing this. Like,
right.
Why do I always say yes? Why am I putting myself, like, driving across town to go do this? Why? But I'm like, oh my God, shut up. Like, tell myself to shut up.
Right.
I'm like, even if it goes unseen, like,
you still like to do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is
That's
my
you.
Personality, I know. And I cannot help it.
Yes.
And everybody would be like, no.
Don't do it to me.
I can't help it.
I know. And that is awesome. And I feel like that will be that's your trademark. And it's hard for people, like, it's hard for me to understand how you could be like that.
Right.
Because I'm like, good Lord.
Right.
Like, how many times have you gotten stomped on? You still going to go back to that girl?
I know.
So it's cool how, like I said, everybody brings something different to the table.
Right. Well, and I think, too, like, I am the biggest forgiver.
Yeah.
Like, you could literally probably throw shit at me, and I will still invite you to come hang out with me. But I can't help it just because I think I'm like that. She was having a terrible day.
Yeah, you think of the backstory. You're like, something had to go wrong with that.
Yes, she literally took her anger out on me, but she's going to get mental help and we're going to be friends.
Tomorrow I'll message her and ask if she's all right.
But I do think that is a pro and con of my personality.
Yeah,
but I can't help
awesome.
It.
Yep.
But I will say, like, with inspiration, I don't know, like, if listeners know Katrina Scott.
Mm-hmm.
To me, like, how I said, I have different fields of people. When she's the whole package.
Yes.
And she, you know, recently broke away or sold the Tone It Up brand. I had always, like, admired her fitness-wise. And I honestly, I'm like, because she's so goddamn talented in all the things. Like, the fitness thing was almost She needed more.
That wasn't even her true talent?
Correct.
Right.
Like, which is crazy. So now she's her own kind of entity of a brand.
Yeah.
And, like, she's doing swimwear. She's doing clothes. She's doing motivational speaking. I'm sure.
Well, that's what I was going to say. It's like her personality just took off.
Yeah. Like, people fell in love with her.
Yeah, that's cool.
And I think, like, in kind of wrapping this whole thing up, to be inspired, you have to be inspired by yourself.
Yes.
You kind of said it the other day, like, everybody is their own brand.
Yes.
Whether you're a business owner or not. Like, yes. You have this era about yourself that sets the tone for what other people view you as. Like, you're either something that they want to be involved with or you're not.
Yes.
And to, like, live that in and out and to stay consistent across the board with who you are is what essentially people, like, buy into, or how you win them over in a thought. I don't know. So I think being consistent and true to who you are is so hard.
But it's huge.
But it's huge.
Yeah.
When I see time hops, I'm like, Macy, like, if somebody were to, like, pick your life apart, you're kind of boring. Like, you were posting about going to work out 10 years ago. You were posting about your meal prep 10 years ago.
But I'm like, you still do that.
I literally, some days it's like the exact same thing on the exact same day that I'm doing that. I would go to post something, but I look at the memories first. I'm like, wow.
But I feel like that's why it's so intriguing, is because you're just so passionate about it and you've done it and you're changing with it, because I feel like you go through different spurts of, like, different meal prepping and different things. So,
but at the end of the day, I'm still showing balance. I'm still working out. I'm still eating clean meal things. I'm still eating freaking Reese's.
Right.
I'm still drinking Trulies. Like, I'm just the same.
Yes. But same with me.
You're still doing hair.
I'm still a dancer.
Yes.
I still pop in and do dance classes. I still love doing hair. It's like you change with life, but you're more like your brand.
I think too, today, so many people, like, something I watched the other day, everybody wants to be an influencer.
Yes.
Like, I think that people think they can get done with high school, not even maybe even go to college or go to college, and they're just going to figure out how to be an influencer.
Yeah.
But you have no story.
Yep.
You have no reason for anybody want to believe you about what you're doing, because you are just trying to, like, get rich quick.
Or brand deals.
Yes.
Yes. You can't just be like, oh, I'm going to be a rep for this. You have no clue what they give you. You don't even know what the clothes feel like. You've never even felt them before until you need to put them on your body.
Right.
It's like you need that story behind to even be passionate about your own branding and what you're going to go forward from this. So, I don't even want to start with the influencer thing. You know how I feel about that.
But I think too that it in itself is creating, like, your own brand and self. But I think to be inspired by yourself, you have to figure out what you're truly passionate about. Ride in that lane.
Yep.
And stay consistent in that lane.
Yes. I agree.
But my main takeaway from this,
and if you don't know, try different things.
Yeah.
But don't be like, I'm an influencer for this brand and I don't even know what it is.
Well, I think sometimes you need to remain quiet about it first.
Yep.
Work behind the scenes.
Yep.
I love getting on those accounts that are like hustle and silent.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I love that.
Then you just appear and people are like, wait, what?
Yep.
Then you have your story if you want to get into it. But the hustle is not easy.
Like,
it is a constant. It's just everything's constant. Like, you cannot settle and get comfortable.
Because
we all do. I just said, like, even stuff with the studio, Shelly and I will collab and we're both, like, inspired by each other. And we're like, oh, yeah, we're on it. See you next week. Going to tackle all these things.
That's right.
So I do think that in the takeaways with kind of ending this, stay consistent.
Yeah.
Be consistent. And always be open to growing and not being scared of failure.
Yeah, that's a big one.
The failures set you up to be, like, even stronger
than you were before.
Yep.
I agree with that.
I don't know. Yeah. So, stay true to you. Boo, boo.
Be inspired by you.
Trademark.